come and have your way. Come and change our lives. We are grateful to you for the privilege of knowing you. We are grateful to you for the privilege of relationship. Father, we ask that no one person will leave here the same way they have come. Thank you for all we have received already. Come and have your way. Come and change our lives. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise, please, as a picture. Hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. We have the privilege of having a lot of songs that God has given to us, including the one you just heard. And by this, I don't know if it is today or tomorrow, when the full album of the Ogayolo should be out. I'll give you the information in the evening. Give the Lord the praise. About 10 tracks. Very, very impactful. This morning, we shall be looking at taking charge of destiny, the force of determination. Taking charge of destiny, looking particularly at the force of determination. Our objective this moment is understanding the force of determination in taking one's place in destiny. Determination. In the book of Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 5, the Bible spoke concerning Abraham. And Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. They went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and they couldn't stop on the way until they arrived at the land of Canaan. This scripture will make sense to you if you realize that there was someone who was going to Canaan before Abraham but couldn't reach. Abraham was not the first person to set out to go to the land of Canaan. Before him, just before him, Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. That is the very last verse before you reach chapter 12. Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abraham's wife. And they went forth. That is, Abraham's father took Abraham, his son, Lot's son Haran, and Sarah, Abraham's wife. And he went with them from the all the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. But he came to Haran and dwelt there. Next verse. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Terah was going to Canaan. Terah came to Haran and settled. And Terah died in Haran. What stopped your father will not stop you. Hey! What stops your father will not stop you. Where your father stopped is where you are going to start from. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. Abraham started. Abraham's father was the first one who perceived destiny in Canaan. You heard what I just said? Abraham's father was the first one to perceive a destiny in Canaan. But for one reason or the other, he started the journey. Whether battle stopped him, or success stopped him, or discouragement stopped him, or negativity stopped him, nobody knows. Maybe when we arrive in heaven. But he came to Haran, dwelt there, died there. And Abraham seemed to say, this is where the destiny of our family is. This is where our father was going and he couldn't reach. So he determined, I will start the journey. I like the way the Bible put it. Verse 5b of Genesis 12. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And not into the land of Haran they stopped. Into the land of Canaan they came. Where you are meant to go is where you shall reach. That amen can be better. Where you are meant to go is where you shall reach in life. Say after me, say in the name of Jesus, I am determined to get to my destiny. Nothing shall stop me on the road. I have the determination to get there. I shall get there. What is determination all about? Number one, determination is firmness of purpose. Where purpose is firm. I have a purpose and it's not shaky. Number two, determination is strength of will. It's more like an unbendable iron will. I have a will and nothing can bend it. It is firmness of purpose. It is strength of will. Number three, determination is staying power. Staying power. Power to stay there, to stay put. They went to the land of Canaan and they stayed on the journey until they arrived Canaan. Staying power. What is determination? Number four, determination is strong-mindedness. We have a lot of people whose minds are not strong. They don't know what they want in life. It is strong-mindedness. Number five, determination is decidedness or decisiveness. You are decided, you are decisive. I'm going there and nothing shall stop me. Number six, determination is doggedness. It's like the bulldog tenacity. Doggedness. Doggedness. This is where I am going. This is what I am going to do. And nothing shall stop it. And number seven, the determination is the refusal to take no for an answer. When a man says, I am not taking no as an answer. Answer can't be no. Examples of people who were determined to change their destiny in scripture. Number one, the woman with the issue of blood. She was determined. It was contrary to the law for a menstruous woman to be in the midst of the crowd in the laws of Moses. But this woman was determined. In Mark chapter 5 from verse 25 all the way down, she was determined that so if she needed to break rules, you remember, righteous rebels. If she needed to break rules, she was going to break rules. If she needed to crawl on the ground, she was going to crawl on the ground. If she needed to use all the final strength she possessed, she was going to use all the final strength and energy she possessed. But nothing was going to stop her. When you come to the point where nothing can stop you, you can stop anything. I hear what I'm saying here. When you come to the point in your life where nothing can stop you, you can stop anything. When you come to the point in your life where nothing can stop you, you can stop anything. Where nothing can stop you, you can stop anything. Nothing could stop the woman with the issue of blood, so she stopped the issue of blood. Somebody say louder, amen. I announced to somebody here today, whatever is planning to stop your destiny, you shall stop them today. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Say after me, I am determined. I am determined to stop the devil in my generation. Second example, blind Bartimaeus. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46, blind Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging. And Jesus was passing. And he shouted, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And the people shut him up. That he should not shout. And he said, "What are you talking about? I should not shout because you will give me your eyes?" Most times what people want to shut you down about don't make sense. Most times it is in the interest of themselves, not in the interest of your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? You said, I've seen a man who can heal me. I want him to heal me. You say I should shut up. Will you give me your eyes? Are you going to heal me? The Bible said, he shouted the more. That is how to handle the devil. Anything the devil does not want you to do, that you know is the right thing. Anything the agents of the devil don't want you to do, and you know it is the right thing, do it more. Shout it louder. Dream it bigger. Hey! When they resisted the dream of Joseph, the Bible said he dreamed a bigger dream. Something is happening to somebody here today. Something is happening to somebody here today. Please realize that until you give up, you don't go down. Until you give up, you don't go down. It is when you have agreed to give up that you have agreed to go down. Until you give up, you don't go down. Those who don't give up, don't go down. Somebody say, I refuse to give up. I refuse to give way. I refuse to give in. I refuse to give out. I am going forward. Somebody say a loud amen. We have a short supply of determined people on earth. We have a short supply of resilient people. A short supply of pertinacious people. A short supply of people who will follow something until they come to a tangible conclusion. We have a short supply. But I believe that is why you are here this morning. There is a baptism of people, the raising of a people who are going to pursue a matter, pursue an issue, pursue it to a tangible conclusion. And if you are among them, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. It is when you persist that you prevail. When you persist, that is when you prevail. The highest realm of resistance against the devil is persistence. In your persistence is your resistance. Your highest form of... The Bible said, and Isaac digged again, and he digged again, and he digged again. Your strongest resistance is your persistence. And a final example this morning, we shall dwell on it a little bit, was Jabez. Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. If it was many people, they would relax there. And Jabez was determined for something to change. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. I am determined, Jabez said, for something to change. One man came in about 25 years ago. He came with his sister who was HIV positive. At that time, antiretroviral drugs were unknown, as far as to the best of my knowledge. At that time, people were dying of HIV like flies. And this man came to me and he said, my sister is HIV positive. I want you to help me pray. I don't want her to die. I want her to live. And if for her, I say, I believe that for her sake, the cure for HIV must be found. That is in case she's not healed. I prayed for her. She had a little baby, the sister. That little baby is now a medical doctor, right? That woman is still alive. Full-fledged member of the church. Whole and health. Whole and well. On the behalf of a brother who said, pray for her, she must be healed. And if it is for her sake, the cure must be found. Somebody say amen. One woman met me many years ago. She said, I'm tired of barrenness. Pray for me. I want a child. I prayed for her and she went. Next month, her monthly period came. She said, period, you are on your own. I have no plan for you. And I have no arrangement for you. It dried up on the spot. Nine months, the child was in her hands. Determination. I prophesy to somebody here today. By the force of determination today, your story is changing. By the force of determination today, you are stepping into destiny. Shout the loudest, amen. Take a look at the situation of Jabez. Now take a seat. Look at the situation of Jabez that warranted. What were the challenges of Jabez? Number one, it was a negative birth history and circumstance. The history of his birth was negative. I bear him with sorrow. negative birth history, negative birth circumstance. Maybe you are here today, the way you were, there's something wrong with how you are born. Maybe you came out outside of wedlock. Maybe there were negative things about your birth, negative memories. It was a negative birth history and circumstance. Number two, it was negative and grievous experiences of life. It looks like there was a cycle of negative things and grievous things. No wonder I said your hand will be with me and you deliver me from evil that it will not grieve me. That was a man that lived in grief, that lived in sorrow. Negative and grievous things were the things happening. Maybe you are seated here today. Everything about your life had been negative and grievous. I am anointed to announce the end of it has come right now. Number three, it was a negative label and identity. An identity was on him. A label was on him that was wrong. There was a perception about him that was not right. Maybe you are here today, you are a good person. But there is something about you that brought bad name. There is a name, a way people see you, a way they perceive you, a way they look at you that is wrong. That was Jabez. Jabez broke it. Number four, it was a limited life and destiny. He had a life that was limited. He had a destiny that was narrow. Lord, what is it? Why is my life narrow? Why is my destiny limited? Why is it I can't cross a certain level? One of our men told me some time back, not long. Say, if I get a job of 30 million, 10 million, 15 million, 20 million, this million, I'm okay. But he's not ever able to cross 50 million. I can't even reach there. I don't know, just in that area. One encounter, one impact, boom. Shifted so drastic. Drastic. So look at me doing things now that I couldn't do before. Drastic. Multiples of where he couldn't cross. There is a breakthrough mantle on this ground. Breakthrough means it breaks you through. Forces you through the limitations. And that is happening for somebody here today. Jabez's life was limited and narrow. Number five was liability existence. Existence that appeared like a burden on people. Jabez's life was such that his mother feels the pain she felt at his birth. There was something about Jabez that brought bad memories to the mother. Literally a life that was burdensome. Literally a life that was a weight. Today, you shall not be a burden. 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 Believe that, say loud amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. What were the actions of Jabez? Number one, he refused to accept his position as his destination. He refused to accept his position. He refused to accept his position. He refused to accept his situation. He refused to accept his position as his destination. Number two, he decided to change his situation at the altar of prayer. He decided to do something about it. It is not enough to say, I don't want this. It is critical to move to the altar of prayer and change it. He decided to change his situation. at the altar of prayer. Something is changing right now. I said something is changing right now. In the name of Jesus. Number three. This is very exciting. He dared to dream dreams larger than his circumstances will allow. He dared to dream dreams larger than his circumstances will allow. Whatever circumstance you find yourself, don't allow it to limit your dreams. He dreamt dreams larger than his circumstances will allow. Don't allow the location of your church limit the expansion vision in your mind. There is no plot here. There is no plot here. We have just our church floors. Why not? You can buy this building, buy that. Break them down and expand. Don't let your situation determine your vision. Let your vision rearrange your situation. He dared to dream dreams that were larger than his circumstances will allow. There are many people, you allowed your environment to determine what you can see. You allowed your environment to determine what you can dare. You allowed your environment to determine what you can dream. Jabez dreamt, he dreamt dreams that were larger than his circumstances will allow. If you can see there, no devil can keep you here. You stay here because you are seen here. If you can see there, no devil can keep you here. A wise man said, you cannot stand still outside if you have gone forward inside. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When the snail moves, the shell must follow. You move by vision, then life follows in motion. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Don't ever allow your circumstances to be the determinant. Don't let Nigeria limit your vision. Don't let Kano limit your vision. Don't let Sokoto limit your vision. Don't let Africa limit your vision. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. It is not if we get this, we will do this. We will do this, and for that sake, we will get this. It's not if we get this, we will do this. No, it is we will do this, and then we shall get this. To use it to do this. I don't think about money first. How to get the money? I think about the vision. The provision follows. The vision, the provision is commanded to follow. Jesus said, when shall we get bread to buy, to feed these people? He didn't say, where shall we get the money? It was Philip that was confusing everybody. That 1,000 penny worth of bread is not enough. Who is talking money here? I am talking vision, you are talking money. It's 1,000 penny worth. Do you know how much is in my pocket? I say, where can we get bread? You are talking about the amount of money to use to buy the bread. Is there somebody here who is about to break out of the box? by your mentality, by your thought, by your vision, by your thinking, by your dreaming, you're about to break out of the box, break out of limitation, break out of restriction, break out of confinement. Say, I am breaking forth by the power of vision and dreams. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He dared to dream dreams larger than his circumstance would allow. Number four, he took steps to improve his life. And I'm going to come to that. He took steps to improve his life. How do I know? Jabez, in 1 Chronicles 2:55, Jabez, and the families of the scribes dwelt at Jabez. We learned that Jabez, who was a person, now became a city. But that is something we'll talk about soon. But the scribes' families dwelt there. He was the raiser of a generation of scribes. A scribe himself. Call it. Scribes were not just secretaries in those days. They were administrators. Human resource managers. Finance administrators. It's like he went for an executive MBA. While they called him sorrow, he was improving his own life. He was training himself. Oh, yeah. You can never be outdated for as long as you are updated. You can't be outdated, outmoded, or antiquated. Jabez, while this situation was on, improved his life. Please, don't abandon your life if you want to step into your destiny. Don't abandon your life. Don't abandon your life. Improve yourself. Spiritual intelligence, financial intelligence, administrative intelligence. Improve your life. Those were actions. What? He took steps to improve his life. And finally, number five, he took steps to live the life of impact. He took steps to live the life of impact. When you have made up your mind to make a difference, you must become a reference. You can never be irrelevant on it if you are a difference maker. I just told you about the family of scribes. It takes a scribe to establish a city for scribes. Yes. It's more like Samuel over the sons of the prophet in the city of Naoth of Ramah. That was a prophetic city. Am I communicating? A generation of people impacted by this man. When you decide to live beyond yourself, you have finally decided to live beyond your size. That is your normal size. The size you would have been and you died. If you decide to live beyond yourself, you have finally decided to live beyond your size. You can't be measured. Can't be measured. Amen. Amen. There are many people seated here today. Mega impact locally, nationally, globally, seated here, right here. Some have been connected and hooked up to this mantle for 20 something years while they are impacting their world. Their impact is an extension of our impact. Our impact is an extension of Papa Yereko's impact. I don't know the number of people who have met me and they say, I saw you, Papa Yereko. And I listened to your message first through him. Hallelujah. To live for self is to live for less. To live for self is to live like a slave. Don't struggle to make a living. Struggle to make a difference. Don't struggle to make a living. Struggle to make a difference. I said, when you decide to live beyond yourself, you have decided to live beyond your size. The next thing that is true is when you decide to live beyond yourself, you have decided to live beyond your time. When you are gone, your mark is still here. We are talking Jabez now. Is he alive? You have decided to live beyond your time. That is, your impact is timeless. Your result is timeless. It transcends time. It spans. As many as you can help, help. As many as you can pour into them. As many as you can touch, touch. And those who want to follow, don't follow with a supermarket mentality. I came to pick what I want and go. Doesn't work that way, because what you pick can finish. But what you are connected to flows. What you came to collect can finish. Come and borrow us oil. They say we cannot borrow you. But what you are connected to is a flow. One man came the other day and said, I should lay hands on his head. I said, the Bible says lay hands suddenly on no man. I am meeting you for the first time. He said, I should pour oil on his head. I said, no, let me pray on the oil, then you pour it on your head. He said, no, what he saw is that he saw me. I said, well, let's have time. Let's get to know a little bit. None of the people here will beg me to lay hands on them. No begging. The inheritance of your father is natural to you. You collect instruction from a teacher. You collect impartation from a father. You collect knowledge from a teacher. You collect inheritance from a father. Some see us as teachers. I preach all your message. I'm looking for. I've been preaching all your message. No. That is you are more or less an interpreter or something. You just had to be interpret or translate. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you receiving something here this morning? In conclusion, what was the outcome of Jabez? You look at the prayer that Jabez prayed. that thou wilt bless me in this First Chronicles 4 and in verse 10. Enlarge my coast and your hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. What was the outcome? Number one, rescue from the negative history of life. Jabez got rescued. How do we know? Because we are hearing him now. Jabez was more honorable. Rescue from the negative history of his life. Listen, no matter how bad your history is, it can be rewritten. I'm talking to somebody. No matter how bad your circumstance had been in time past, it can be reconstructed and readjusted. All hope is not lost. Number two, a change of identity and label. The one that was sorrowful became honorable. A change of identity and label. The same person that was known for this or that, all of a sudden an unusual honor, unusual glory. Number three is visible, undeniable blessing. There is a point to come in your life where the blessing on your life is visible and undeniable. Undeniable, undeniable. Even your enemies will attest that God has blessed. When Jabez said that you will bless me indeed, it means give me something that is visible and undeniable. Number four is the lifting of all embargoes and limitations. On the life of Jabez, embargoes were lifted. Limitations were lifted. The lifting of all embargoes and limitations. Number five, like we heard in the preaching of prayer, access to God's hand of help and power. Say that thy hand might be with me. Access to his hand of help and power. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, speed is natural. Power is effortless. Access to God's hand, favor is effortless. Access to God's hand of help and power. Number six. Life and... Okay, number six is the enlargement of life's capacity. The man was a person, he became a city. The enlargement of life's capacity. That was what happened to Jabez. As he was determined and took the determination to the place of prayer. And number seven is generational impact. We said that already. Generational impact. Raising a generation of people. Becoming a frontliner. Generational impact. Role model existence. A frontliner's existence. A pace setter's existence. A road pointer's existence. Jabez was such a one that everybody wanted to take steps after. That was a man who would have died a nobody. Who would have died sorrowful? Who would have died with negative circumstances? That man built a city. That man had the whole city under his influence. Look at your neighbor. Say it's not too late. Oh. Say it's not too late at all. Everything is possible. And it shall be possible right now. Do you understand what I'm talking about? A man that was meant to be written off. A man whose voice is not meant to be heard. That is a man that the whole city is under his command. Stand up on your feet. A man who was to die like a dead dog and nobody cares. A man who was in a cycle of negativity. Cycle of sorrow. Cycle of calamity. His name had a stigma on it. You remember? One
one woman who died while giving birth to a child. And the husband hated that child until the child died. You killed my wife. Why will you kill my wife? Passionate hatred. Cry, stop crying. Raw hatred. Nobody knew what Jabez's mother passed through. He said, I bear him in sorrow. His birth area reminds me of things I don't want to remember. He went from such a stigma to a generational name. A name that was a generational positive memory. Congratulations. No devil can rubbish your destiny. No devil can rubbish your identity. No devil can rubbish the help of God on your life. Will somebody pray like Jabez prayed? One of the things that changed the life of Jabez was all the things he did, but he went in his determination. He went to God. He went to God. He went to God. He went to God. He went to God and prayed in determination until something changed. I'd like you to pray aggressively 7 minutes and then we shall be moving. Father, we thank you. Adonai, we thank you. Elion, we thank you. Rebecca, we thank you. Look at your neighbor and make sure you pray. In the earlier prayer, I saw a lot of gentlemen. But I want you to feel free to move a little bit if you need to. Pray aggressively if you need to. What stopped my father won't stop me. That was the determination of Abraham. That was the determination. What stop people in my lineage can't stop me. Where people around my place can't reach, I must cross it. Where I am doing business or where I'm doing carrying out my assignment, what limits people there cannot limit me. I am a barrier crosser. I am tenacious. I have stubbornness of will. I must cross it. This is a military boot camp. A spiritual military boot camp. You have been in a boot camp for about for a whole week. A spiritual military. I like that rebellion to step out. I refuse. I say I refuse. I am determined to change my story. I am determined for my story to change. What nobody from my clime has ever dared, I will dare it. And I will see results. Where they have not reached, I will reach there. If there is a sickness in your body, tell that devil you are a bastard. You call yourself diabetes, get out. You call yourself hypertension, get out. You call yourself peptic ulcer. You don't want me to fast. And we are talking about prayer and fasting. Clear out! Lift your voice and say, Father,
today
I come before you. Your word says, from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. I am taking my deliverance by force. I am determined for things to change. I decree that what stops people in my lineage cannot stop me. What is trying to stop me as a person, I stop it. No! Open your mouth and pray. Mashada. Mashada.
I receive the determination. I receive the determination. Nothing shall stop me. What stopped my father can't stop me. The sickness of my father can't be my sickness. The sicknesses of my lineage can't be my sickness. The afflictions of my lineage can't be my affliction. Let it just be known. Let us set the fake of the
I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be stopped. By what stop others? By what stop others? I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be stopped. What stop my father? What stop my family? Cannot stop me. Lipa parada. I pray through. I pray for. I pray for. I pray for. Pray. Pray. Pray.
Look at the
In Jesus' precious name.